Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby and I will be here till 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network for the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby will crank it up, and then they'll have on with them Saints head coach Darren Rizzi. And his guest tonight will be Saints defensive line coach, pass rush specialist Brian Young. Bob, it's time for triple option, and you and I and Charlie, I'll throw it to you.
To go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Well, we're just talking about LSU and in a recent segment we had about name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, and all that. So obviously, I'd save this when the LSU football schedules come out for 2025. That you look at LSU, man. Look at it's a tough start of the season. LSU has potentially a tough start to the season. It faces Ole Miss, Clemson, and Florida over the opening 5 weeks of the year. Now we kick. You know how we haven't won the opening game, but we got to play at Clemson. So it's not in Las Vegas, neutral site. Remember? No, it's at Clemson. Isn't Clemson in the playoffs?
Yes.
I don't know. So we start at Clemson. Now then you got Louisiana Tech and Baton Rouge. And look how strong Florida finished. And then you're going to host Florida. And then you host in Southeastern. And then you got to go at Ole Miss. And then you have a bye. Ooh, my God. And the bye comes October the 4th. So it could be a tough September. So Coach Kelly better have the team rolling from the get-go, looking at that stretch of schedule.
You got to eventually win a home opener.
Yeah.
I mean, an opening game.
You
got to win.
Yeah, the matchup. Now, Mike, the matchup with Clemson is the first time the two sides will have faced each other in the regular season.
Yep.
You know, not a bowl game or, you know, postseason, but in the regular season. LSU showdown with Florida is also, I thought this was interesting, because, man, that's kind of early to play Florida. It's also the earliest the two sides have met during the season. You got to go back to 1984, the last time Florida and LSU has played this early in the season. And then you have a week off. They're going to have two byes. Obviously, always before Alabama on November the 1st, but then they have one October the 4th. So you look at that that week off in week six. And then a trio of SEC matchups. You're going to have, a Texas A&M and Tiger Stadium. And then during that stretch, though, LSU, you're going to go on the road. You're going to face Vanderbilt on the road. Their fourth trip to Nashville since 2010. Now they got a new stadium. So Vanderbilt is trying to keep up with the Joneses and building their new stadium. Now, looking at, Mike, after the bye, after Ole Miss, they have South Carolina they're going to host. At Vanderbilt, and they're going to host Texas A&M by, and at Alabama, And then you're going to have the Razorbacks, the Hogs, November the 15th. Then you also host in Western Kentucky. And then you look at Oklahoma. Now, is Oklahoma going to keep up? Because you know who has not been overwhelmed by coming in the SEC is the damn Texas Longhorns. Mike, look where they're at right now. And Oklahoma's always been able to hang in with Texas, so it'll be interesting to see where they're at now. It's going to be interesting because it's the first time that the Tigers trip, when they're going to go to Norman, when they're going to go to Oklahoma, will be their first ever game in Norman. You know, we played it for national championships and all that. But
that was in New Orleans.
Yeah. They've never come. You know, they come to Baton Rouge, and now we get to go to Norman, Oklahoma. So that'd be a good Boomer Sooner road trip for a Tiger fan come November 29th.
Before I'll throw it to Charlie. Bobby, you had asked about this, but Aiden O'Connell has been ruled inactive tonight for the Raiders. So Desmond Ridder starts against his own team.
Is he motivated to play against Atlanta? No.
Better damn well be.
I wish the Falcons still had him, Desmond Ridder. He is like, to me, Jake Haener is a poor man, Desmond Ridder.
Man, Desmond had his opportunity last year. Boy, did
from
he,
Cincinnati,
he fumbled
yeah,
that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so,
Charlie?
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Guys, I'm looking at the conference championship odds via our friends over at FanDuel. I just want to throw this out there to y'all. Because if we get the favorites in New Orleans for the Super Bowl in February, we'll see a rematch of what we saw yesterday, the Lions and the Bills. A 48-42 game that the Bills came out on top of in Detroit. Buffalo is currently the odds-on favorite to win the AFC at plus 180. Behind them is the Chiefs at plus 270, the Ravens at plus 390, and then a couple teams in the plus 1,000 range like the Texans, the Steelers, and the Chargers. In the NFC, I want to get your thoughts on this as well, guys. I think this one's pretty interesting. The Lions, despite all the injuries, plus 220, they're now tied with the Philadelphia Eagles, also at plus 220. But the Packers and the Vikings around the same spot. And then you have the Buccaneers above the Rams, both teams leading their division right now, the Bucs leading the South and the Rams leading the West. So, right now if you're looking at it, it seems like the Eagles are sneaking up on the Lions because of all those injuries that poor Detroit's suffering right now.
Well,
this opens the door for the Packers. Before the season started, Packers, I picked them in the NFC.
Yep.
I picked Kansas City. That would go back, but I thought Green Bay could upset them on Super Bowl Sunday. But the Packers, they were kind of off the road a few times. But now with all the injuries to the Lions, Packers got a legitimate shot here. And, boy, you are watching a real big-time player who grew up in Louisiana and Edgerton Cooper at the linebacker position. Charlie, we talked about him right before the draft time. We did our linebacker segment. Him last night. He was terrific for that football team. And they have 9 guys on the Packer team that were either on defense that were either first or second round picks. 9.
Well, and Charlie and Mike, I'm telling you right now, whoever comes out of the NFC, I'm taking the AFC team. Whether that be the Ravens, Bills, or the Chiefs, I'm taking the AFC to win the Super Bowl, not to go.
Okay.
The one thing, the Bills, the Eagles and the Bills, look at the Eagles roster, how stacked they are. But the weak link to me for the Bills and the Eagles is their head coach. And maybe the inconsistencies there. I mean, I look at Josh Allen, who was unbelievable. You remember he called it, they took the lead with 13 seconds left. He said, oh, well, Josh Allen can't beat Pat Mahomes. Well, what more could he do? They were winning the game, and then McDermott's in charge of the defense, and then they lose that game. So when
I'm still shocked that you could have lost that game.
I tell you right now, maybe I'm prisoner of the moment, and you know, a lot of people, players or teams are hot. I think Lamar might do it this postseason. Finally, Lamar Jackson might do it. So I'm kind of on that Ravens bandwagon. As far as the AFC, I would be on that Lions bandwagon, but how many players are coming back from injury? Like Mike said, watch out for the Packers. I think a dark horse would be a team like the Rams. I think they're going to come out the NFC West.
That one surprised me. The Rams below the Buccaneers, guys. I mean,
yes, you don't want to play the Buccaneers either. I'm telling you.
That would be an interesting game. Rams Bucks.
Yes,
if that ended up being
no, it'd be entertaining.
A really entertaining game. You know, because when you look at it across the board, which you brought up about Nick Sirianni. Who in their right mind would want to confront Jalen Carter? I mean, Jalen's 340 pounds, and he did a dumb thing, man. He whacked that offensive lineman across the head, got a 15-yard penalty for it. And now Sirianni's going to confront him on the bench? They had to get the security guy, the defensive line coach, to get him away. No, Jalen Carter could have squashed him like a grape.
Yeah. Well, even the Eagles fans don't trust their head coach. But I tell you what, the Eagles, I like their roster. But
their roster is talented. But do you trust him?
No, Mike, I don't trust the NFC. And Mike and Charlie, I don't care if it be Green Bay. Or if it be the Eagles, I'm trusting more the AFC to win the Super Bowl. And like the Ravens, I think it might be time for the Ravens to get it done. I mean, I don't know. That's not far-fetched what I'm saying,
no,
huh?
No, it's not at all. I used my triple option up earlier about Sacramento State. $50 million has been allocated to their NIL fund.
That's a directional school by Sacramento State. That's crazy.
But they got money, brother. I'm just telling you. And they are at least talking and have had a couple of long conversations with a guy you know real well, Michael Vick.
I was doing the radio in Atlanta. Let me tell you, Michael Vick was as popular as the Atlanta Braves players. And I'm talking about like Chipper Jones. I'm talking about Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Greg Maddux. He was the man. Michael Vick was a rock star, was like a movie star in Atlanta. Now, with the whole dog incident, then it kind of went by the wayside, but he's rebounding. I'm telling you, he's somewhat of a version in popularity amongst the youngsters and how...
Like Deion.
Like Deion. I'm telling you, very similar to Deion Sanders. So I would not be surprised if Michael Vick doesn't have success like Deion Sanders has in college football.
And one thing with Sacramento State wanting to get into the Pac-12, name on the marquee.
Yes.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick. No.
And they got players in California. Man, they got a ton of them there. And just look at that Oregon roster and how many of them are there.
I wish Michael Vick was playing today because you can't hit the quarterback. You know, when Michael Vick was still playing, you could still tattoo the quarterback. And you can't hit him. I'm telling you, he would be up there with Lamar and Josh Allen.
I agree with you.
It was unbelievable.